Blog Talk Radio.
Proverbs chapter 26, and we will start reading there. We will, our Sabbath school will start from that point and continue until we finish in the book of Acts. As the snow in summer and the rain in harvest, so honor is not seemly to for a fool. As the bird by wandering and the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. A whip for the horse and a bridle for the ass, as a rod for the back. But the fool's back. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou be like unto him. Answer a fool call according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit, and that's his own pride. He that sendeth a message by hand of a fool cutteth off the feet and drunketh damage. The legs of the lame are not equal, for so is a parable in the mouth of a fool. As he is bindeth a stone in a sling, so is he that giveth honor to a fool. As the thorn goes up to the hand of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of a fool. Wow. The great God that formeth all things both rewardeth the fool and rewardeth transgressor. Excuse me, I'm having to belch. as a dog runneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. Set thou a man wise in his own conceit, there is more hope of a fool than of him. The slothful man said, there's a lion in the way, a lion in the street. As the door turneth upon the hinges, so doeth the slothful upon his bed. The slothful and the slothful, the slothful, I say, it means lazy, one word. There are other words for it, but I think it means lazy. Hideth his hands in his bosom. It giveth him to sing it again to his mouth. And I read that sentence wrong. The sluggard is wise in his own conceit. And then seven men that can render a season. Verse 17, he that passes by and meddles with strife belongeth to him is like one that walketh a dog by the ears. A madman who causes firebrands to our arrows to death. Verse 18, so is a man that deceiveth his neighbor, said it, verse 19 again. So is a man that deceiveth his neighbor and says, am I not in sport? There is wood. Where no wood is, there the fire goes out. So where there is a tear barrier, that's a storyteller, the strife ceases. As coals are to burn coals, the woods of a fire, so is the contentious man to kindle strife. He will start discord or no harmony. Verse 22, the words of a tale-bearer, a storyteller, are as wounds, and they go down to the innermost parts of the belly. Burning lips are wicked, and a wicked heart are like a potsherd over the golden trough. Verse 23, he that dissembles or disguises with his lips and layeth up deceit within him. Let me read verse 24 again for your sheep. It says, he that hateth dissembles with his lips and layeth up deceit with him. Well, that's deception, I think. When he speaketh fair, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. There are seven admonitions in his heart. Whose hate is covered with deceit. His wickedness shall be shown before the whole congregation, and a congregation is like an assembly of people. Whosoever diggeth the pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. A lying tongue hateth those that are affected by it, and are flattened, that are flattered, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin. I have read the entire verse. I've read the entire chapter of Proverbs 26. And if you did not understand it, sheep, please go back and read Proverbs 26 again. I am not perfect, but I did what the Lord told me to do, and that was feed his sheep. So go back over it if you fail to understand what I tried to convey or tell or read to you. Now, let us have a prayer to our Heavenly Father. Father, help me. Give me courage that I need to get my grandson back that is calling me in the spirit. Have mercy on us sheep that you know need mercy, even though we do not ask for it. We sheep need it. Have mercy on us. We are Jacob's children. And let us know and not forget that we are Jacob's children. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for keeping us safe from natural and chemical disasters where I live. Here in Detroit, Father, have mercy upon us and forgive us of the things that we do and knowingly and unknowingly. Have mercy on us. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. Let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath Day, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. Read it for yourself. I know you believe me, but read it for yourself in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And on yesterday, I was watching a program and listening. I turned in late, but I turned in where I heard this person say that King James was a homosexual. And I said, I've got to look that up. I looked it up. One book says that he's not. The other book says he is. I mean, all of the other books says that King James was gay. Except for one that I read part of. I didn't read it all, just part that says he was not gay. I want you, sheep, and if you can forgive him for being gay, I'm glad that he disseminated this Bible where I can try to read it to you, and you will obey what's in the Bible, not the lifestyle that people have said that he participated in. Now, I want you sheep to have your three P's ready. Your three P's are your pen, paper, and pencil. If you need to jot down anything that I say or any scripture that I state, I want to welcome you all to Sabbath School. And if I make mistakes, I'm only human. I make mistakes, and I may say things that you don't believe, and but I believe in them. And I want you to write it down. Now, excuse me, I'm turning my Bible. My Bible is raggedy. I have been saying for years that I would get another Bible, and I am going to get another Bible. My stuff has fallen onto the floor. Some of the things that I know that I want to say, and I need to say them. I want to say them. Let me see. I'm trying to find this paper that I have read before, and I told you all to look up some things. When my program ends, I will try to remember those things or try to find them. But right now, I am in Acts chapter 15. Turn there with me, and we will read this, the whole chapter, to you. I will try to do that, and then find the papers that I have that where I want to tell you different things. And I want you to know those different things that I know so that we can all be on the same page. I mean, that did shock me, what that person said when he called into that talk show. That shook my nerves. But I have to remember that I was told in a dream to feed his sheep. And there's some people out there that don't know the Bible, because I didn't know the Bible either. And some things I have read that I never knew, that my pastor had not told me. And I had been in church for over 45 years. Now, let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 15, where there is a conflict over circumcision, and read. And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. And that's the conflict. That is the conflict. Verse 2. When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation, said to him, they determined that Paul and Barnabas said, certain other of men should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question, and being brought on their way by the church, and pass through Phoenicia and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy to all brethren. And when they came upon Jerusalem, they were received by the church and by the apostles and elders, and they declared. Declared means they told them all that God had done for them. But there arose a certain of the sect of the Pharisees which believed, saying that it was needful to be circumcised them and to command them to keep the laws of Moses. And the apostles and elders came down together for to consider the matter. And when they had made much distribution, Peter rose up and said unto them, Men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us, the Gentiles, and my mouth should hear the words of the gospel and believe. And God, which knew the hearts, bear them witness, give them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why contempt you God to put a yoke upon the necks of the disciples, which neither they, our fathers, nor we are able to bear. But we believe that through grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they. Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought, and wrought means made or caused among the Gentiles by them. Verse 13, and after they had held their peace, James answered and said, Men and brethren, hearken unto me. And hearken means listen or hear me. Simeon has declared how God at first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. Verse 15. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, After this I will return, and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord. And all the Gentiles said, Upon my name is called. saith the Lord, who doeth all things, who doeth all these things. Verse 18, know unto God all of this work is the beginning of the world. Let me read that again. Known unto God all his works from the beginning of the world. Wherefore, the sentence is that thou, verse 18, I will read again. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Wherefore, the sentence is, what we troubles not them, which from among the Gentiles they turn, they are turned to God, but that we write unto them that they abstain from pollution of idols, from fornication, and from fornication, I think, means having sex without being married to that person. You're having sex. And from the things strangled, and from blood. So don't, from things that are strangled, and from blood. You're not supposed to do that. Don't eat things that have been strangled, and from blood. When you cook your food, make sure you cook the blood out of it. Some people like rare food, and what they are doing is eating the blood. They're doing wrong when they say rare. If they don't know it, what rare means, they should say just cook the food thoroughly, you know. Cook it where you can eat it without there being any blood. Verse 21, for Moses of old hath in every city that, let me read that again because that's wrong. Verse 21, after Moses of old had in every city them that preached him, being read in the synagogue every Saturday, every Sabbath day. And Saturday, if you don't know, Saturday is the Sabbath day. Then please the apostles and church, what do you mean? You mean you didn't know that Saturday is a Sabbath day, and that God, or that our Father, attended church, had church on the Sabbath day, and rested? He did no work, but he went to church. Well, let's read this. Verse 22. And excuse me, maybe I should complete my sentence, because you may not understand, and it's about you understanding. That's why God left his Bible with us, even though it came through what I looked up on the computer, that he left it with someone, even though someone that is alleged to be a homosexual. God would tell even a homosexual to do this. He can tell anybody anything to do, what to do. And it depends on that person whether they will do what God says or not, if they want their souls to be saved. Verse 22. Then pleased it the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas and surnamed Barsabbas and Silas, chief men among the brethren. And they wrote letters by them after the manner the apostles and elders and the brethren send greetings to all the brethren which are of the Gentiles in Antioch, in Samaria, in Sicilia. For as much as we have heard that certain which sent out from us troubled you with words subverting, for I cannot read my own writing. I think that word is overthrow. The word subverting means overthrow or to test. I can't understand my writing, excuse me. Subverting your souls or overthrow. That means overthrowing. Subverting your souls. You must be circumcised and keep the law to whom we gave no such command. Verse 24. Let me read verse 24 again, because I'm having problems understanding. For as much as we have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with circumcision and keeping the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. It seems good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men that have hazarded or risked their lives for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have sent therefore Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you the same things by by mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost to tell us to lay upon you no greater burden than those necessary things, that ye abstain from meat offering to idols and from floods and from blood and from strangle and from fornication, from which it you keep yourselves. Ye shall do well. Farewell. Fare ye well. So when you verse 30. Well, let me go up to verse 29. Back to verse 29. Well, verse 28. It seems good that the Holy Ghost to us to lay upon you no greater burdens than the necessary things, that they abstain from meat offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which if you keep yourselves, you shall do well. Fare you well. So when they were dismissed, they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the epistles which they had read and rejoiced in, consolidation. And Judas and Silas, being the prophet, also said, exhort. And exhort means he encouraged the brethren with many words and confirmed them. After that, they had carried there a space. They were let go in peace from the brethren and the apostles. Notwithstanding it, Silas abode there still. Silas stayed there still. Paul and Barnabas continued to Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with the others, with many others also. And let me see, my computer went off. I guess it was out of listening to me. No, I should not say that. I don't know how the computer is set up. It goes off like that sometimes. And it's not from listening to me. It just goes off sometimes. And see, Paul and Barnabas continued to Antioch, preaching and teaching the word of the Lord with many others also. And some days Paul and Barnabas said unto, let me read verse 35 again. Paul and Barnabas continued to Antioch, teaching the word of God, the word of the Lord with many others also. And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord, to see how they do. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them to Pamphylia, and went not with them to the work. And contention was so sharp between them that they departed apart, asunder means apart, one from the other. And Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus, and Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. Verse 41. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. I have read to you Acts chapter 15 in its entirety. And if I pray that our Father in heaven will give you understanding as to what have been read. And if you did not understand, please go over it again for yourself. Okay? Let's have a word of closing prayer. Father, thank you for loving us so much that you protect us all the time, even in our sleep, from the evil that will come to us from demons in our dreams and whatnot. Father, thank you for your protection. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus, amen. In the book of James, chapter 4 and 15, he says, if it's God's will, so if it is God's will, I will be back with you next Sabbath to read to you Acts chapter 16. And go through Proverbs. Let me see where in Proverbs. Proverbs 27. So you know that you are to read for yourselves Proverbs 27 and Acts chapter. Where was I? Acts chapter 16. That's your assignment for next Sabbath. Oh, I want you to buy my books that are on Amazon. They are e-books. And if you do that, the book that I have written, The Unseen,
Father,
the broken plan, and the
help your children.
I have a few more other books.
And don't let them fall
Amazon.
By the side.
I need money.
Of the
road,
and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts.
Down.
And I know
they forever
in my heart. We've got to walk on.
I believe that.
Walk on through temptation, cause he loves
and the
wisdom will be our
helping
hand.
I know the truth,
and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful.
The
Jesus
are
all
in love.
And I won't let you down.
Whenever I
my heart. Help me.
Heart.
Heart.
Remember, God loves you, and I love you too.